So COVID-19.
Yeah. My mom is really freaking me out about it. Like, and we don't get like this.
The coronavirus.
We're, we're not like your family. We're not like...
My mom. Let's not say my family. My dad was a sailor that...
Okay, but we're not hypochondriacs. We laugh. We understand that media is crazy and it's in your face.
Because you're anti-Semite. Look at him playing the other goys like fiddles.
But she's freaking me out. She's like dousing the house, like
in kerosene.
Yeah, so she's burning. Yeah. She already killed my dad.
It's impure.
She killed my dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor Tommy.
We're having a Viking funeral for him later.
Does she
tonight.
Not want you going anywhere?
Yeah, and like she's being crazy. I don't know what it is. And
I think what we're gonna have to be like bracing ourselves for is the fall and winter.
Really.
Yeah. The way you said that, I imagined like a really white dude with the name of Brayson.
Brayson?
Brayson?
I'm here bracing myself.
I'm Brayson Winters. I play lacrosse. And I'm dating this girl named Ashley, and she's really cool.
She has a gorgeous belly button.
Yeah.
I don't fives.
Bro, I think like you are like, you know, a little bit biased. You should check that out. But belly button's mine. And in fact, that's where I stick my penis. Because we're saving ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, are you, Brayson?
Yeah, I'm saving myself for her ass.
Oh,
that's where I'm going to go first, actually. That's where I'm going to lose my virginity.
Why? Why? Why the butt?
Just so it doesn't really count.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
For which partner, you or her?
Wait, oh, you mean the dude I'm dating?
She's going to peg you.
I save my mouth for him. That's he's why I good, don't kiss Ashley.
He's a good dude. He volunteers at these hospitals.
Right? He has a little spoon.
That took me a minute. Look how Brayson Winter.
Brayson Winter and Brayson Autumn.
Our parents just wanted us to be twins, so they changed the last name and not the first name.
It's good. I'm cool with it.
Are you Brayson?
Are you Brayson?
Yeah, I'm great with it.
We're Brayson.
We're Brayson.
Brayson for autumn and winter.
Our parents saw that Matrix movie with the twins, and they willed us to be.
They do a lot of drugs.
Yeah. But they took a bunch of mescaline and then practiced tantra. And then my dad was masturbated into a tray. And my mom just put it in her.
With a spoon.
Well, it was actually a tongue depressor. I was conceived using only the instruments you see in a doctor's office. They whipped like when you're making cotton candy, and you just shove the stick into the machine. Yeah, they did that with my father's seed.
As was I.
And then they just jabbed it in there.
Sir.
And 12 months later, because we took a while, you had me, Brayson Winter.
We were born 6'2 each.
Yeah. As babies, we could move our pecs on command.
He's got great pec rotation. They look really healthy.
How are his calves?
They look dynamite.
Dynamite calves. Dynamite.
What
tip.
Is what is your mother doing as far as like she just?
Oh, she's like she. First of all, she vinegared the microwave.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No, vinegar Tom.
That's how you clean a microwave.
Yeah, she did that. She's getting
that coronavirus is coming. That's it. I'm getting
I'm
this
clean.
Spaghetti sauce off.
And she's just like Clorox bleaching everything and Lysol.
I wish she just
and
cleaned the microwave. Yeah. Like, okay, we're good.
We're good.
Batten down the hatch.
She's just being like, this is just out of character for her. She's right. A very clean person.
Is she sick or have any
no.
pre-existing conditions?
No.
What are you, a closet insurance agent?
Tell like me. Like a giant dong.
Dong.
Dong. Ah. I like them to look like they sound.
Ding dong.
I am a little, I'm getting.
Well, you have a kid. You gotta be.
No, what? But they're immune to it.
Oh. Like, what?
They can't really catch it under 10.
I think you just heard. Did you make that
No,
up?
Drudge Report told me.
Oh, I thought the song Addicted to Love.
You're under 10. You're looking good.
You think you're immune to the stuff? Oh, yeah.
Might as well.
You're sexy in 10.
No, I was getting pissed off on the way over here.
Thinking of my face.
No, thinking of the coronavirus coverage. And then that guy gave me the finger.
So epically, though.
Went after him.
He didn't even look at
you. Oh, he had the worst purse lips, too. And a beard that just made him, like, really pop.
I mean, like, looked like a 70s
I can't believe you used it. I didn't tell you this.
Oh,
part.
Tell him.
No,
I don't think he heard anything.
I'm picturing a bearded
Jagger.
I had texted you,
said that I'm walking, and then I realized I was still in the Mosaic shopping district.
You always park there. Yeah.
And I was like, what am I doing? So I got back in my car, and I just needed to go down and do a little quick U-turn and turn back and around to the station parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And at that stop sign, he was turning left.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
And he cut me off.
Uh-huh.
And he just does one of these, like he goes.
So he's holding the finger, like he's not making eye contact, right. And the finger's against the side of his face.
And that's when I texted you, I have to go after someone.
Do it for me.
Whoops. The chair gave out under Michael. Time to get in his head. You fat pig.
Stop.
No one will love you. Said the man who had to swap seats before the show started because mine kept collapsing under me. He's doing his little bird.
Yes.
And so.
Ew, I hate that guy.
I was like, you shouldn't do this. And then a part of me was like, yeah, but it's been a while. Uh-huh. So, and I looked at what I was going to do. I grabbed like this little, I guess it was the size of like a yo-yo thing of hair gel.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going to chuck it at him or the car.
That is felonious.
Yeah.
That's a missile weapon.
Yeah. I went through like everything like, oh, this is, this could go from really just stupid to really worse. But I thought maybe if I don't hit his car and I can just hit his head, I just wanted to hit. I wanted to draw. And I was like, nah, I'm just gonna have to get in.
I will circle around and I will just lay on my horn for 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah, you have been in the car with you when you've done that.
Yeah,
he's just like, burr!
What he's like? Is it like a call to like all the animals?
Yeah, it's how I call out all the savages that then hurl feces at the offender, and justice is served. No, I
never do anything. No, I don't get road rage at all.
Michael's trying to figure out where the latch is.
Where is this?
So you have to hold down the latch and then pull up on it because it's like a bad chair.
It's just a normal office chair.
That was an adventure.
So you've been in the car with him?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I will follow.
Yep.
So you're not like just
like honking, like, going the opposite direction. Right. No, I will turn to follow. He's honking. What's wrong? Pop a tit in his mouth. He looks upset. I am. So I'll follow and just lay on the horn. I consider it a win when they pull over to let me pass. And then when I will never give them the finger back after like they've conceded defeat, mm-hmm. I'll drive by and sometimes I'll blow kisses or I'll like wave like the queen or I'll pantomime fellatio. Like I'll do all of these things, but it's a big thing for me.
When's the last time?
A month.
Really?
Like a month. It was an Indian dude on the way to the gym. I remember it. And he gunned it in front of me to he pulled into kind of like you were experiencing what you want to call like a T-bone or whatever.
Right.
I'm heading straight. He's on my right. He pulls up to like a stop and then sees me like maybe 20 feet away, if that, and just decides he can gun it in front of me and make the right to go in front of me. not a proper stop whatsoever. And so I just laid on my horn, and he starts like flicking me off, but eventually pulls over to the side and concedes defeat. I don't think I did any of the displays of dominance.
He didn't get out and piss on his hood?
No, I didn't. But I just drove past, and he gave me like an extra bird and then got behind me.
Then you what?
And then I won the day.
Oh, I thought you did you stop? I thought.
No, I wouldn't stop. Like, once you've pulled over, I have won, and we right. can all go about our day, the hierarchy being restored.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Michael's like, I work with an insane person.
I'm just thinking, like, I should not tell some of my stories because I've gone crazy down.
I've never done anything. I want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear. I want to get ideas. I've never gotten really angry in the car.
This was, 2007.
Okay.
I just completed 4 months of treatment.
Mm-hmm. You were pissed.
I was really. I remember being in my outpatient group, and it was like me and this other guy. And I just remember looking at. I had like two or three counselors, like my main counselor, who I really love to this day. She's great. I just remember saying to her, like, you know what? If someone's a motherfucker, maybe it's best if you go up and let them know that they're a motherfucker. And she's like,
Michael, you get like this every time you put on your Limp Bizkit shirt.
And she's like, you're angry.
Yeah, you're pissed.
And
I'm sober, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sober and I'm happy. I was having these bouts of road rage where one time what I would do is I would follow the person and just fuck with them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Fuck it.
I followed someone from Tenleytown to Bethesda.
Is that long?
Yeah. I mean, it's
Bethesda,
it's
Arizona.
It's about 3 hours.
And just to let
about 3 days.
And just to let them know that, like, I was not clandestine about it either. Like, it would just be them in front and me behind them, and I'd start going back and forth, and then get real still.
Oh my god!
And finally, there was like this like little voice in my head that was like, you know what, I'm asking to be shot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm asking to be arrested. Like, all of it. The one I really, there's two I remember. One, both of them, the girl that I lived with at the time, she would be hilarious to call. And she would, because she has this thick Mississippi accent.
Ooh, okay.
And she would just be like, oh, yeah, he is crazy. But she was in the car both times.
Uh-huh.
And one time I was eating like a breakfast sandwich. And I was in Georgetown somewhere, and whoever cut me off, and I just start yelling at him, and egg just starts flying out of my mouth. And she's like, Michael, I don't know what's going on with you. And then the last time,
so gross.
We pulled up next to somebody on Wisconsin. It was the same kind of area in D.C., and I forget what had happened, but we're like next to each other in the light, and it's this young couple in like a Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start going at them, and they're like, yeah. And they're both going, you're crazy. And I'm like, I'm gonna run.
Wait, did you say you don't know what started this? You just remember the fight?
I just remember it was something.
Something they did.
Something they did. And it was such like.
So great for Sean.
At that point. At that point.
Sean was.
He drives a Mini.
Oh, he does? Of course he does.
But as soon as they pulled away, I was like, oh, shit. And I just turned, and my girlfriend was there, and I was like, I'm sorry.
It was sorry,
like,
baby.
It was like, so I was like, that was like when I realized, like, all right, there's something wrong. It was like a hiccup.
Yeah.
It was like I did not, I just like popped.
Damn.
Yeah. I get that too,
And then it like, was like, legit. Ooh. Oh, I get it. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Like my short-term memory will stop like sequencing properly, and there's just kind of gaps.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I was probably very angry in that camp, wasn't I? Like it's like being blackout drunk, but just anger.
I don't. But that was like the, angry like that.
That was the last time I can really remember. Except today was like, oh, you know what? There's something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Michael, I won't be here every time to sing a lullaby to your penis and put it to sleep.
I should text her and see if she would be on the show.
Michael,
pull it out. I'm going to put it in a little wee manger.
Were you just roommates or were you dating?
Oh, we met a couple, 2-3 months before I went into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And she, yeah, stayed with me. We stayed together for, we were like together 2 years.
I'm proud of you, Michael.
Oh, so proud.
So proud.
So proud.
She,
you're a real dick when you drink.
I'll have to ask her.
You're the first man I've dated to complete any sort of higher education. Yes, I'm counting your sobriety program.
I saw the certificate.
She was an Ole Miss grad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she know Eli Manning?
Oh, yeah. She was like...
carnally.
She was... I guess it was probably right around the time she graduated. Yeah. He graduated.
Yeah. Go ahead, Michael. Tell them I was sexy enough to get fucked by Eli.
You sound really kind of close.
You're making me sound like a fat pig, Michael.
You sound really sexy, John. I thought you were going to say that. Getting a havesy.
Getting a dongsy.
Tell him how I'd plaster a Paris my belly button up for you. Every morning. Just color in that plaster of Paris.
My man doesn't like an Audi.
So I do what my man needs.
So
to stay
I PP
happy.
My plaster Paris. Right. My Audi every morning. Make it a deep innie. Just for Michael.
Get an Michael artist does to paint like a realistic.
It takes about 5 hours in the chair, in the artist chair every morning, but it's worth it.
Right.
I'm saving up and doing overtime so I can get a plastic surgeon to remove my belly button. But until then, this is what I got to do.
Do we even need belly buttons after we're babies? Like after?
I don't think so.
So like
you could cover it up. The next girl that I see that I feel like I should tell her that.
I've got
you don't need that. You know that covered up.
You know that that's completely unnecessary.
Go to Walmart. They have drywall patches. It's really easy. God. My name is Mike, by the way. Sorry.
You're like really cute.
If you want to get some coffee, I'm recently sober. You may have seen me. I just got out of my vehicle and fucking shake down that old guy. But
flipped off a dude who gave me the bird with juicy lips.
Yeah.
Pursed lips.
Ugh.
Ugh. You're so mad.
God, I don't want to see him.
Just the pursed lips. Again, I'm just picturing Jagger. Like
with a goatee.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael.
Sorry, I don't drive over here.
I don't drive over here. You know.
And I'm almost 80.
I've got a bad ticker. I really partied last night, too.
Grandpa Jagger, you shouldn't be driving.
You're right. I'm right.
Do you get like that with your daughter in the car? Never.
Like a British accent.
We ain't going to have McDonald's every day now.
You're being a punts.
You don't get
yes,
angry.
Actually, I have.
Really?
Yeah, she is.
She cut you off.
Did she get scared?
Yes. No, she just like, why are you yelling? Or why are you honking?
Oh.
Yeah. She I'm like, well, daddy's like really justified right now in how he's feeling.
That man stole the Paw Patrol.
Get him.
I don't know if you know this about your dad, but he recently lost his family.
Oh, God. You sound in a great place right now. There's a strong foundation supporting you. Oh, God.
I love you, Daddy.
You know something about your daddy? He's single! And ready to mingle! But I can't do anything about it because I have no money.
Not to mention you.
So cut out the Sizzler coupons so Daddy can get it wet.
Is there even a Sizzler around?
There is!
Where?
In Anacostia! Oxon Hill, Maryland!
Is there really?
In terms of Sizzler, I honestly don't know.
Yes, you do.
I know there's...
Yeah, you do. Don't lie. You're such a liar.
All right, look, guys. When the one on Braddock closed down, I took their signage and their booths. So...
I've never been to Sizzler. What? It was seafood?
It was a steakhouse, I think, right? Oh, it was mostly steak.
Okay.
Were they the baby back ribs guys?
No, that's Chili's.
Chili's.
Yeah. Baby back ribs.
I've never said anything more ignorant in my life.
Literally. Chili's baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce. I want my baby back. I want my baby back. Chili's. Baby,
what if in recovery, that's how they taught Michael how to cope with his anger?
No, I want my baby back.
Just sing a silly song to yourself. Zap yourself right out of that state.
Okay. I want my baby back.
First lips covered in rib sauce, bearded fuck.
That sounds like
baby
Buffalo
shark.
Bill.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Was she a great big fat person? I'd fuck me so hard. Was she a... No!
We've devolved.
Yes, we have.
That's how I'll know I found my soulmate. I'll be like, I'm going to take you in the fashion of the dog, and... While we copulate, we will both make Buffalo Bill sounds back and forth to each other. It puts the lotion in the fucking basket. That's how he dies. Let's clear his shots.
Who's the guy that died during sex?
No.
The actor.
Oh, really?
That was David
Carradine. Carradine.
Well, that was sex with himself.
Right.
What?
He hanged himself while jerking off, doing the autoerotic. Hot. Much like the singer to In Excess, Michael Hutchins. Yeah, that is one of the few roads I won't go down. I don't shove anything up my ass for prostate stimulation.
Have you tried?
No.
Missing out.
Missing out? Good prostate milking?
You never even had a girl stick like a fingy up there?
No.
Oh.
Jesus, John.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like you've never orgasmed before.
I know. You come like a child.
Exit only.
Boop. No, I've never had a finger up there. The most I've had is at the place where I see my professionals, who, by the way, being Chinese in origin, you think during this corona outbreak would slash their prices, but if somehow used as an excuse to raise their prices, explain that to me.
Wait, the hookers you go to?
Really? Sure. In theory.
Well, maybe it is to...
Yes.
Scare people away.
Curate a certain level of clientele. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We saving to buy cure. Right. So, yeah.
You know what? If people are quarantined and told to stay home, I bet you the price is going to skyrocket. Or underground kind of bootleg operations will set up shop.
Like pussy bootleg. Fight clubs?
School teachers and shit, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, man. That's what's going to happen.
So, in your...
I got a buddy that I was talking about.
Like, every woman is dying to be a hooker. The price just has to be right.
Oh, yeah, dude. Coronavirus, there's going to be some, like, good things that happen. Like girls are going to start selling their pussy. Like, that you wouldn't think. But
have you ever fucked a girl from Clorox wipes? Because you will.
Dude, that's going to happen.
I'm storing up so much Purell, and I'm going to get so much Pussarooski.
Dude, in a few weeks, Purell is going to be, like, owning a BMW.
Have you ever gotten your ass eaten because you had toilet paper?
You will, dude.
I made her suck my cock through the tube.
It was hygienic, and I also blew a load, man.
It's like the grapefruit trick, but with a toilet paper tube.
What's the grapefruit trick?
They take a slice of fruit and kind of use that to give you a...
Yeah. And they're like, oh, is it my mouth or is it a grapefruit? And it's like, it's obviously a fucking piece of fruit.
It's like, oh, am I feeling citric acid in my urethra? Right. Oh.
Wait, so they... Okay. I'm sorry.
I actually had a girl do that to me.
Really?
How was it?
Did she like flub it and just shove it in your asshole?
I was like, this would feel much better if it was your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't fucked a banana peel since I was 10, and I'm not going to.
Well, did
again.
She just want to try something fun?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
It was fine. It wasn't like.
You had received a BJ from her prior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So no, this was just something new and cool. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'll try it. And
fruit was on sale. Yeah.
All right, now put your mouth on it.
Candy? Yeah, babe. Why is there a watermelon in the bed with lipstick on it? Just try it, babe.
And then pretty soon, like a few months later, babe, can you not put my lipstick on all the fruit that I buy? What? I nothing. I just...
You're so pretty.
Yeah, and I just when you're not around, I just imagine... This one is you, and this one's your friend, and this one you just kind of brought home.
Why is there mascara on the vacuum?
Because she fucks. And she starts to cry.
She sucks like a vacuum. Like a Dyson.
Like a dong.
Like a dong. Dyson. Dyson Dong. That's a good name for it.
That's our porn name.
Dyson Dong. Hey, Dyson Dong. Slate your name, please. Dyson Dong.
Oh, DD, what's up, buddy?
I know this guy. I've seen him work.
Did he cut you off earlier today?
Yeah. I followed him here. And then I was like, you know what? I'll audition.
I like
one way I'm not going to beat the shit out of you right now, that's if you prove you are who I think you are.
You are him.
It is you.
Did we have more or did we want to leave?
Well, let's plug what we got going on.
Yes. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah. What do I have going on? True West and Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Opening April 24th.
Okay.
Hopefully we won't be closed down because of...
Oh.
Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean coronavirus.
Nice. Eva, I think, was referring to the live podcast we're doing Wednesday, March 11th.
Summers.
We have sold a number of tickets that cannot be divided into any number.
Yep.
Whoa.
It's a number that represents both infinity and nothingness.
Oh.
So nowhere to go but up.
Right.
Please purchase tickets.
$7. Wednesday only. Summers. Arlington. Papa's Basement.
Papa's Basement Live. There might be Pete Bergen.
Yes.
Pete Bergen.
There might be
maybe.
Pete Bergen. He has to ask his wife.
He's got to ask his wife. He's a cuck.
Old Cuck Bergen.
Old Cuck Bergen. Bergen. Cuck. Cuck.
The old
cuck.
CB Radio. Cuck Bergen.
Right. Hey, Cuck Bergen, what's your 20?
I'm over here cleaning a cream pie. Want to help out? No, sir.
No, I do not.
I forgot what to
play. Sam Elliott.
Yeah. No, I do not.
Goodbye, everyone.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.